through the miracles of monophonic magnetic recording, SMPTE time code, and digital audio processing, this is part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for January 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Wobey. Just before we get into the second part of our Musings from Members column, I'd like to remind you that if you subscribe via the returnable method and send back your tape each month for recopying, be sure your tape is back to us by the 20th. That doesn't mean send it on the 20th. That means be sure it's back to us by the 20th, because that's when we copy all the tapes for the DX audio service. Also, I'd like to remind you that if you tip off somebody to the National Radio Club's DX audio service and they are going to write for a sample, be sure to let them know that they have to, first of all, write to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Also, remind them that if they would like to actually hear a cassette sample, they have to send along $2 to cover the costs of the cassette and the postage for the sample tape. Otherwise, they'll just receive some written information. And again, that's the National Radio Club headquarters up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Now let's get back to our Musings from Members.
Hi, Fred. This is Mike Petrick from Chicago with some news of local radio happenings. First of all, the long-awaited 1200 WOPA is finally on the air. They went on the air yesterday, December 15, in an automated Latino music format. They have a quite strong signal here. We're about 15 miles away from the transmitter, and they're splattering all over everywhere from about 1180 through 1220, and even causing, as a matter of fact, interference from a semi-local, or for a semi-local, WJOB 1230. So, personally, I'm not too thrilled having them on the air, as we can now obviously any longer pick up at night anything within a close proximity of 1200 on the dial, of course, including 1200. In two other radio happenings, in one of the shortest-lived format changes, WBEE, which became WMNN, has returned to its original call letters of WBEE and to its original format of jazz. The Money News Network format lasted approximately 3 weeks, and in a sudden overnight reversal, they simply announced we're going back to our old format based so-called on popular demand. Whether the thing was a gimmick, or if they had a sudden change of thought, or if there was a contractual problem, I have no idea. But WBEE Jazz 1570 is back on the air in Chicago. And a third note, and a sort of sad one, long-time suburban full-service station, WMRO Aurora 1280, is no more. As of Sunday, December 3rd, they suddenly ceased existence, joined with their FM Y108, and have adopted Y108's call letters as WYSY, carrying a contemporary music format, music for the burbs, I believe they call it. So that's about it from Chicago. That's sort of sad on WMRO because it was really a full-service, classy type of radio station, which unfortunately seems to be dying all across the country. Well, have a nice day, and we'll be looking forward to the next edition of the DX audio service. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bill Roberts here in Eureka, California. I just wanted you people to know that KWIL 790 in Albany, Oregon is on all night now. KPNW has quite a bit of talk. And somebody in Washington or Oregon, I don't know which, but they are really mixed up on their frequencies after they tried to straighten themselves out. So check where you are on the dial, so you'll know and you won't confuse other people. Thank you, take care, and I'll be looking forward to the next audio service edition.
I also have this letter from Fritz Melberg, M-E-L-L-B-E-R-G, at Box 108 in Harwarden, H-A-W-A-R-D-E-N, Iowa, 51023. Fritz writes, I have about 5 or 10 old car radios that I'd be willing to give away to anyone who might want to use one as a broadcast band DX receiver. A few years ago, I started picking them up at garage sales for next to nothing because I read in an IRCA or National Radio Club article article that they made fine DX rigs. It seems that the better old car radios were designed to pull in stations far away because they operate in a shielded environment and must overcome a lot of potential interference. The better ones are terrific receivers. Those that I am offering are all in working order, but you'll need a 12-volt power supply. You can buy those easily at your CB shop. A speaker will also be helpful. If anyone wants a speaker, let me know. I'll include one. Antenna connections will be required with some fiddling, but anyone really interested in radio will have no trouble in putting one together. All I ask is that you send me a few dollars to help offset the postage. I will also enclose a copy of the articles that I have. If you don't want to go to the trouble of mailing off a few dollars and yet would like to give a car radio a try, look at your local Goodwill store or thrift store. I see them there all the time for about a dollar or two. Avoid the cheap Mopar sets and go for the better, older ones. You can tell by the construction. And if you have something you'd like to let us know about, all you got to do is just jot it down on a piece of paper or a postcard and send it to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Or if you're a member, and this is for members only, give us a call on the Action Line. Area code 419-224-3916 is the phone number. Well, as Eddie Van Halen would say, here comes that sucker in a three-piece suit. Here's Phil Wayne with the Market Scope.
Thanks, Fred. Hey, do you have a little Auld Lang Syne to put under me as I do my intro? After all, it is a new year. The 90s are finally here. Well, this is Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne, and it is only appropriate to go into a new decade by looking at radio in one of the most fascinating cities on the continent, San Francisco, California. The traditional San Francisco has always conveyed a classic sort of charm, while contemporary San Francisco dares a new year and a new decade. Radio-wise, San Francisco has always been very diverse, very creative, and very professional. With interesting insight into this exciting radio market, here are Market Scope guests, Don Wilkerson and Mark Marino.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. And this is Don Wilkerson reporting for the DX Audio Service Market Scope. And this month, we are going to feature the Oakland-San Francisco Bay Area radio market. And we'll start with the AM stations here. And on 560, we have KSFO. Now, a lot of the stations in the San Francisco market do simulcast AM and FM together simply because of the fact that with the mountain ranges the way they are, the AM lots of times gets out better than the FM. So, therefore, you have several stations that simulcast here. So what we will try to do is give you a portion of the simulcast of the stations, and if they ever do separate, we will also give you a little of what that's like. Now, in the case of KSFO, the only time they separate from their FM affiliate, which is KYAFM at 93.3, is when the Oakland A's are playing or when they are carrying Byline USA, which is a sports talk show, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and it is based out of KSFO. What is rare about the simulcast of these two stations is they both have different call letters, and you'll hear them incorporated in their jingles. So without any further ado, we will give you KSFO AM at 560 on the dial, 5,000 watts of power. And they are an oldies station. They mostly play 60s and 70s music.
Hi, KSFO KY, what can I do for you?
Yes, could you play Sherry Baby for Antioch?
Everyone in Antioch?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big request.
Well, we got together at our high school, and that was the record we wanted to hear most.
Okay, you got a cute, you could be a cartoon voice. You've got a really darling voice. What radio station plays your favorite rock and roll classics?
KYA and KSFO.
Seasons and Celeste Perry here with you. 12:51 is the time right now. If it was 2:51, I wouldn't be here. Jeff Young would be here. We have more requests with Celeste. One big one coming up next for a guy who's trying to manage his office today. A reminder now that 20 Blockbuster video stores in the Bay Area will donate all rental revenue from Wednesday, November 1st, to the American Red Cross. That's today. So today's the day to go to one of those Blockbuster videos and rent a film, or rent a couple of them, for heaven's sakes. It's the American Red Cross Earthquake Relief Fund. That's where it goes. Take time out today to enjoy some great movies and help support a worthy cause. For more information, call 415-873-6400. That's 415-873-6400. That's today this is going on. Or if you like, give Jeff Young a call after 2, and he'll pass the number on one more time from 560 KSFO, KYAFM 93.3.
Okay, so what do you get when you cross a cotton plant with an orange?
This is Laurel Pollock on 560 KSFO, KYAFM 93.3.
KSFO. KSFO KYA, who's this?
This is Michael Landers from Pleasant Hill.
Hi, Michael. What are you doing today?
Oh, working in my office.
What do you do for a living?
Office manager for an insurance agency.
Yes, and is everyone behaving well today in your office?
For the most part, we'll wait and see what happens at lunch.
Okay, well, maybe there's a song I can play.
Sure. I want to hear Layla by
A highly motivating record.
Oh, I like it.
All right. Well, here it is from 560 KSFO KYA FM 93.3.
This is K228AK Pleasanton and K228CI Walnut Creek.
KSFO KYAFM, home of the world champion Oakland Athletics and your favorite rock and roll classics. KYFM 93, Miata qualifying coming up sometime before sundown.
KSFO KYAFM 1960.
KSFO KYAFM 93, that's Donnie Brooks and Mission Bell for Calistoga this afternoon. It's 1:10, and it's true. I will do that Miata thing. I didn't mean to tease you and say, you know, we'll do it before sundown. We'll do it before 2 o'clock. I promise you that much. We've already given away the Stones tickets, though, on this show, but I believe Jeff Young has got a pair. This is 560 KSFO, KYAFM 93.3.
1990 Mazda Miata.
At 6:10 in San Francisco is the famous KFRC. A longtime RKO rocker, it now features big band music. As one of their traffic reporters used to say, fasten your KFR seatbelt.
Magic 61, portrait of a picture-perfect afternoon type of guy to get you home is Mr. Moose. Rest of the Moose Syracuse complete with that mystery box for fun and prizes. Today between 4 and 7, of course, 7 o'clock, it's the Thursday Radio Theater time with Jack Benny, Burns and Allen, a whole lot more, too, here on Magic 61.
If you need proof positive that there's no other furniture store like Bruner's,
see your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Will Don St. John play the Magic 61 song of the day next hour? I don't know. He just very well might. You never know. Stay tuned to find out. Don St. John is next here on Magic 61.
Magic 61 AM. Win a cruise to South America. Listen this hour for your name to qualify.
KFRC, San Francisco.
Did human beings come from spaceships, the sea? Explore the possibilities. Call the Larry King Radio Show tonight at 8. Magic 61.
The next station we are going to give you is KNBR in San Francisco on 680. They are talk during the week, all talk.
but they're not hard talk. You know, in other words, they don't have controversial subjects and things like that. They're usually information. They give you a lot of information. They have guests that can give you a lot of information. So they're different than most talk stations. On the weekends, they are a mixture of talk and music. So on the weekends, they do play music, but during the week, they are strictly talk. And they carry the Giants baseball games and also the Warriors.
It's a fun book. It's a wonderful idea. Pregnancy and Dreams is the name of it. It's brand new from J.P. Tarcher. Our guest has been its author, Patricia Maybrook. Dr. Maybrook, thanks for joining us on the Giant 68.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Go have some nice dreams tonight, I think. Let's talk about traffic. Not so nice, I think. Michael Lynn Myers, what's the latest?
It can definitely be a nightmare. Oh, it's just so right now. First of all, let's look at the Hayward-San Leandro area. Westbound 238 at Hesperian on the Giant 68 KNBR. I'm Michael Lynn, Skyview Traffic.
Serving all of Northern California, this is KNBR, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, Sacramento.
201 on the Giant 68, KNBR, still to come. We're going to celebrate the Dia de los Muertos. Dia de los Muertos, we'll find out how to say it too. With the director of the Galleria de la Raza, big parade tonight in the Mission. Also, how to keep your fruits and vegetables free of pesticides. All ahead on the Port and Company on the Giant 68, KNBR. Tonight, of course, on the Giant 68, it's Bo Schembechler joining Gene Washington with Sports Page 68. 5 to 7 on the Giant 68. KNBR. Let's go to the newsroom right now. Bob Lazich, what's the latest?
An outbreak of whooping cough is reported in North Berkeley, Oakland, and Emeryville. 14 cases since October 4th. 8 of the cases involve children who had not been vaccinated. 6 cases involve adults. The weather's sunny through tomorrow. Currently San Francisco, 62. On the Giant 68, KNBR. I'm Bob Lazich.
Calistoga, Northern California's number one selling mineral water. The city we all love. Yeah. 206 on the Giant 68 KNBR. Well, Halloween is over, but that's not the end of the festivities. Tonight in Mexico, all over the country, people are keeping vigil at the graves of their loved ones. It's Dia de los Muertos, and here in the Mission, since the 1970s, we've been celebrating the Dia, thanks to the artists at the Galleria de la Raza. On the line with us, the artistic director of Galleria de la Raza, Enrique Chagoya. Enrique, thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Giant 68.
Thanks to you for the invitation, anyways.
At 7:40 on the dial is News Talk KCBS. They claim to be the longest-running news talk station in the San Francisco area. They are 50,000 watts full-time.
News 74 KCBS, the News Watch for Friday, November 10th, 1989. And these are some of the stories we're following today.
BART says it's starting to make some progress on the backlog of cars needing maintenance since the earthquake forced heavier usage.
More than 3 weeks since the quake and still no running water in many Santa Cruz mountain locations.
More unrest in the Eastern Bloc. Police now fighting with crowds in Soviet Moldavia. Details on that coming up next on the CBS Hourly News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Price.
And I'm Jan Black.
The News Watch never stops. KCBS, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
It's 3 o'clock.
CBS News, this is David Jackson.
Caltrans says the Cypress structure will be only a memory by the 1st of December.
BART says a new maintenance yard will help stave off a rolling stock shortage.
And Pac Bell says it can now answer service calls in almost any language.
3:05 at the news station, KCBS. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Price.
I'm Stan Bunger.
Bay Area weather forecast, fair tonight, but some fog returning along the coast. Overnight lows 40s and 50s. We'll have some fog in the morning tomorrow, but plenty of sunshine again by the afternoon. We'll have more on the weather a little bit later on in the hour. Right now, traffic, and here's Ron.
Well, how much time do you have? It's already early. Problem. Southbound 101 stops in Millbrae, getting to the eastbound San Mateo Bridge.
In Oakland, George Harris, News 74, KCBS.
Water is a big topic in the Santa Cruz Mountains these days, and News 74's Ken Bastida explains why.
Dozens of mountain residents are still being forced to buy their drinking water down in the valley every day. Miles of pipeline ruptured during last month's earthquake could take months to repair. And ironically, it's the threat of too much water this winter that has others concerned.
And that would just crack in the pavement.
and then when we had that last rain 2 weeks ago, it washed out. It's about 12 inches deep, just subterranean washout.
Bob Dierman has had to take sponge baths for the past 3 weeks, but at the same time, he is dreading the thought of landslides that have been predicted by geologists in the area. Dierman and his wife have lived in the Redwood Estates section for more than 20 years, surviving snowstorms, wildfires, and mudslides. They say it'll take more than an earthquake and a dry tap to drive them out. In the Santa Clara County Bureau, Ken Bastida, News 74, KCBS.
Just ahead on KCBS, we'll talk with a man in Berlin as drama unfolds in Germany. That's coming up in a minute after KCBS traffic information. With that, here's Ron Lyon.
A different kind of drama on a Friday afternoon, Stan. We have a gridlock in a lot of areas very, very early here. One of those is a virtual parking lot from Van Ness up to the Golden Gate Bridge on Lombard.
KCBS News Time 3:19. Let's catch up on the sports line now. News 74's Mike Woodley is here. Mike?
Yeah, with Hal off to Arizona State, where he'll take on the Cardinal and the Sun Devils tomorrow.
I bet he took his golf clubs with him, too.
I hope so. Nice weather down there. Four more players today filed as free agents today. Now we equal the record of 89 players, and the Raiders will be at San Diego Sunday night, and we'll have it for you at 4:50. And Jack Trudeau will start for the Colts, who are at Buffalo on Sunday afternoon. And that is the KCBS Sports Line. I'm Mike Woodley.
The next station that we'll give you is 770 on the dial, and it serves the Stockton-Sacramento area, but they have 50,000 watts daytime, and so they do cover the San Francisco Bay Area effectively. This is KPLA in Riverbank, California, and they are gospel. By the way, because of KKOB, the station has to go down to 1,000 watts at night, but in the daytime, they cover a wide area. So here they are, KPLA, Riverbank, which is near Stockton, California.
Bingway is next on 77 KPLA.
When you're in an auto accident, you face serious problems. Radio for the way you live, Sacramento, 77 KPLA.
Even the best marksman occasionally needs his sights adjusted. Even
next, we go to 810 on the dial, 50,000 watt full-time KGO, News Talk Radio, and they are mostly talk, but during certain times of the day, they do have mostly news, and that is like in the morning from 6 to 9, from 12 noon to 1, and then from 4 to 7, they have what they call news blocks. So here they are, the ABC station for the Bay Area, KGO San Francisco. News Talk 81.
A holiday lighting celebration.
I'm Jim Eason on KGO, and let's get to line number 3 and Steve.
Yeah, good afternoon. I got a real problem with what Supervisor Maher's position is on the Embarcadero Freeway.
So do I.
It isn't necessarily the Embarcadero Freeway itself, but his basis for making that. I called to check some of the validity of the things that he claimed. He said that it would take more to repair the Embarcadero than it would be to tear it down and rebuild it. So then I called his office to verify that, and he referred me to somebody from Bechtel.
It may be that there are going to be just two off-ramps in each direction on the Central Freeway, two places to get off in San Francisco.
So the bridge will be open, but you can't get on it, and you can't get off it.
Well, that's true.
We can walk around on it.
New monitoring system for earthquakes proposed for the Hayward Fault.
Don't decide to demolish it. And I'll add in more.
I'll say hello to Bill for you.
It's Friday.
Why don't you get out of here?
Take the rest of the weekend off.
Yeah.
And until next time, do what you can, but behave yourself.
Please!
Voice of the Cal Bears.
KGO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
Let's check on what used to be called traffic. Here's KGO's Bob Thorne.
Used to be called traffic. It's very heavy right now. We got an accident working very majorly in Walnut Creek, northbound 680 south of Tree Boulevard. And I'm Bob Thorne at KGO's Jet Copter 81.
Thank you, Bob. Boy, Bob is going to be busy, and Stan will be up soon in the KGO airplane. They're going to be busy guys this afternoon. KGO's Leo Cellino for the Bay Area saying clear tonight. Tonight's lows, low 30s to mid 50s. Tomorrow's highs, mostly 60s and 70s. Some coastal clouds and fog tomorrow morning and night, slightly cooler Sunday around the Bay Area. Now, Santa Rosa 73, Concord 72, San Rafael 71, Oakland 76, San Francisco 73, San Francisco International 74, Hayward 69, Redwood City 76, San Jose 75. On your radio, it's always 81.
KGO News Talk 81.
When the Bay Bridge reopens, motorists will have fewer exit options. KGO's Greg Edmonds joins us live with a preview of what to expect. Greg?
Rosie and Ed, the first exit from the westbound lanes of the Bay Bridge in San Francisco, which leads to the Embarcadero, that will, of course, be closed to auto traffic once the bridge reopens next week.
Hi, this is Jim Dunbar. As East Germans enjoy the first day of free travel to the West in 28 years, KGO's Ted Weigand is on scene in Berlin at the Wall reporting on events of the day. And we'll have that historic report Monday morning on the KGO Morning Edition. Join us 5 till 9 on News Talk 81.
KGO News Time 417. I'm Ed Baxter with Rosie Allen. These are some of the top stories we're covering.
East Germany announcing that it will accept free elections and a democratic coalition government provided the communists have the right to dominate the government. And as Jim just said, Ted Weigand will be covering that story extensively right here on the KGO Afternoon News and the rest of the day beginning tomorrow.
San Francisco Supervisor Bill Maher says tear the Embarcadero freeway down.
Bulgaria's Communist Party chief and head of state resigning today after more than 32 years in power.
And a new monitoring system proposed for the Hayward Fault.
And let's check in live with KGO's weatherman, Leo Cellino. Good afternoon, Leo.
Hi, Rosie. No fault with our weather, that's for sure. Temperatures were up as much as 6 degrees over yesterday afternoon. 70s at the beaches today. Forget about the 70s for tomorrow, Rosie.
He's an equal opportunity lender.
And the KGO News Time is 422, now brought to you by Infiniti, the new concept in luxury cars. Here's sports. Here's KGO's Martin Wyatt.
Ed, the 49ers made a personnel move today. I think you'll know this one. They signed or re-signed, guess who? Former Cal linebacker Steve Hendrickson. He's back in. That's second time this season. The last time, you remember, he was cut. He signed with Dallas, then he was cut by the Cowboys. And he maintained a sense of humor because when he was cut by the Cowboys, he said, hey, it's one thing to be cut by the Super Bowl champion 49ers, but the Cowboys, yeah. Anyway, Steve is back with the Niners. Safety Tom Homo has been waived to make room. Niners are 8-1, tied with the Giants for the best record in the NFL. Of course,
next, we go to KNEW in Oakland. They are a 5,000-watt full-time station, and they are country and western.
Six on the Collins Show, and the Mexican Fiesta giveaway continues 7 days a week on KNEW, Oakland, San Francisco, Santa Rosa.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye,
it's 5 o'clock in Northern California, and this is the news from KNEW. I'm John Keneally. The opening to the West continues, and that manifested itself today when the East German government began to create new gates in the Berlin Wall.
I'm Linda Leese. That's KNEW Traffic.
The paperwork mistake that set a murderer free. That story and more after this for Berkeley Farms. That's the news from KNEW. I'm John Keneally, and now more great country music with Bill Collins and Exile.
KNEW 910 is country music.
The next station is KABL AM 960. They simulcast with their FM, so we will give you that when their FM comes around. Next is KIQI Spanish Radio at 1010 on the dial. They are 10,000 day and 500 watts night.
La grande 1010 en la noticia.
Anheuser Busch, San Luis, Missouri.
Amigos, gracias por haber estado con nosotros. Nuestra invitación para que sigan escuchando nuestros servicios informativos de la hora. Regresaremos mañana, 7 en punto de la mañana, en nuestro primer servicio informativo sabatino. Que pasen ustedes, feliz fin de semana y muy buenas tardes.
The next station we're going to hear is Coffee, KOFY 1050, an oldie station. KOFY is in the process of being sold for $19 million. They're AM and FM both, and they are being sold to Viacom. I guess Jim Gabbert got tired of the radio business. Well, anyway, they also don't play oldies all the time anymore because at 10 p.m. every night now, they are simulcasting with their FM till like 6 in the morning. So here is what they sound like before the simulcast and during the simulcast.
Hey, baby, why
what do I have to do?
Georgia Gibson, Dance With Me, Henry on Coffee Radio. Also Ray Charles by request for Joyce. That was I Can't Stop Loving You. 4 minutes away from 10 o'clock now. We remind you the Associated Students at Chabot College will continue their free monthly campus flea markets. The location is on Hesperian Boulevard in Hayward. The address is 25555 Hesperian Boulevard. No, probably not Dave McElhattan's address. Search for bargains 8 to 4 o'clock on the third Saturday of the month, which will be 1 week from tomorrow. Learn more by calling Chabot College at 786-6918.
If you need help,
don't miss the A-Team, Saturdays at 5, only on Coffee TV 20.
Mike State on Coffee Radio, thank you for the fun this evening. It has been a ball. It's always indeed a very much a pleasure. Hope you'll make it a great weekend for yourself by making it a great weekend for someone else. Next up, we're going to join the live simulcast of the Bobby Dale Show on KOFY 98.9 FM. This is the King on Coffee, KOFY, San Mateo, San Francisco, the Nifty 1050.
Coffee Radio, AM and FM.
FM, 10:50 AM, Coffee Radio. Welcome to Friday Night with Bobby Dale. Just had a taste of Pretty Poison and Catch Me, I'm Fallin' from Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. Don't know much, and what I know, I quickly forget. And Phil Collins and Philip Bailey in Easy Lover. It is a Friday night. Traffic, not too bad. Coming over the Golden Gate Bridge a little after 9 this evening. We'll be around till 2 o'clock in the morning. You'll be happy to know that my cold is clearing up so that I can practically breathe in and out with ease. Tracy Chapman and Coffee FM and AM.
A little bit of history on Coffee Radio. For many years, they were a daytime Spanish station, and they were only 1,000 watts daytime. When Jim Gabbert bought the station, he increased the power to 50,000 watts daytime and had an oldies format, which has lasted up until this point. Now, we will give you a bit of what they sound like now, as they have some of the old jingles that used to be popular in the 50s and early 60s. So you'll notice that everything that they play is on CD, but the jingles are going to bring back a lot of old memories, I'm sure. So here they are, Coffee Radio. Enjoy them, because it may be the last time you'll be able to hear them as an oldies station.
The Nifty 1050 Coffee Radio, and Dave Baby Cortez with a happy organ, and Pat Boone in there with April Love.
All I want is...
What's that?
That's And the Negatives.
Oh, come on!
That's a TV 20, isn't it? My goodness, you never know who's going to drop in around here. Well, let's go straight to the phones and find out who's on the phone. Hi, Coffee.
Hello, Coffee.
Good morning.
I'd like to dedicate a song to Bob Lurie from the Giants.
Okay.
If I could.
Sure.
It's by Fro and Husky, Since You've Gone.
Wonderful. We'll get to that. Thank you.
Hey, Munson, you got the money?
The money?
Yeah, the money.
Nah, Lefty, I ain't got the money. It's in the couch.
The couch? What couch?
The Coffee Cash Couch. And we've got the money. Come out and see the Coffee Cash Couch. Guess the correct dollar amount in the couch, and you could win the cash.
Diesel, where's the couch?
See the Coffee Cash Couch at Serramonte Mitsubishi in Colma Daly City. Take 280 to the Serramonte exit east. The money could be your down payment on a new car from Serramonte Mitsubishi. Total dollars distributed equally if there's a tie. Coffee, the Nifty 1050.
This is an important announcement. Located at 256 Shoreline Highway in Mill Valley at Tam Junction.
San Francisco, KOFY, Coffee 1050. Whoopee!
And here comes Frank Ifield. You remember him, don't you?
That's Market Scope for another month. I'll be back again by the bay in just a few more weeks. From all of us here at the Market Scope Studios, we wish you a very happy and very healthy 1990. This is Phil Wayne.
And hello, my friends, and
fans. This is Ken Anischuk from Metropolitan Chicago with another edition of Winter Sports on the DX Audio Service. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of our friends across the country. I hope Santa brings you your favorite radio station and blesses you with many varies and whatever else you could use in your DX10, maybe some stamps or some whatever keeps you happy out there. Anyway, this time around, we're going to bring you the senior baseball leagues, the two soccer leagues, and the Continental Basketball Association, which ought to keep us going for the wintertime. So, without any delay, I'll get right into it. The senior baseball league started on November the 1st and will run till the end of January and has teams in the north in St. Petersburg, Winter Haven, Orlando, and Bradenton, and in the south in West Palm Beach, Fort Myers, Gold Coast, and St. Lucie. And my investigation has dug up three stations. In Bradenton, you can hear the games on 1340 WPBR. In Orlando on 1270 WBZS. And in St. Petersburg on 1250 WDAE. And hope you enjoy the ball games. That was kind of strange saying in December, but I have been following it pretty good in USA Today because quite a few teams have ex-Chicago players on there, and I like to follow it that way. Okay, continuing on, I have lists of teams in the soccer leagues. There are two of them across the United States. The Major Indoor Soccer League and the American Indoor Soccer Association. In the Major Indoor Soccer League, the Eastern Division, the Baltimore Blast, broadcast on 600 WCAO. The Wichita Wings actually have a network out there. I had a little conflict here with the stations here with the newspaper, what they printed, but 1240 KSZN is the flagship station, feeding to 1260 KWHK in Hutchinson, Kansas, and 1550 KUFW, I believe that is, in Winfield, Kansas. And I also saw mention of 1480 KZSN, but I couldn't figure that one out since KLEO is in Wichita. Oh, well, you got three stations there. Enjoy the action, friends. The Cleveland Crunch. You heard of Nestle's Crunch? Well, we got the Cleveland Crunch. They play soccer. And their games are on 1300 WERE. Where'd they come up with that nickname? In Kansas City, we have the Comets, and they're broadcast on 980 KMBZ, 980 Radio. In the Western Division, you have the Dallas Sidekicks on Oldies 570 KLDD. In San Diego, they had to go to Mexico to get the station, but they're on the Powerhouse 690 Extra Radio with the San Diego Sockers. And Tacoma's team also has their station up there. And we have the St. Louis Storm on 1430 WIL. In the American Indoor Soccer Association, the American Division, there are teams in Canton, Ohio, Hershey, Pennsylvania, and down in Atlanta. The paper says 105.7, but wouldn't give the call letters, so I imagine you listeners down in that area know what station it is. And in Memphis, they said 1430 carries the Memphis Rogues, but I was given call letters of WODZ, and that didn't make sense because I don't see any WODZ listed in the Memphis area. So you listeners down there probably know what the actual call letters are. In the National Division, we have the Milwaukee Wave on 1340 WLZR and one affiliate, 100.1 WGLB. The Chicago Power broadcast on a suburban FM outlet. WCBR, the Chicago Bear. Believe it or not, that's what it is. The Indiana Kicks are listed, but the Indianapolis paper fails to even list the league, so I imagine it's a small-time team. I don't even know where it's based, sorry to say. We also have the Dayton team, which lives near Fred Vobey, and maybe Fred might have an idea what that station is over there in that market. Okay, over in the Continental Basketball Association, which is the National Basketball Association Feeder League, I guess you'd call it, if it isn't the NCAA, if you know what I mean, and they have 16 teams around the country. And I've done my homework here, and in the American Conference Eastern Division, we have Pensacola, Florida, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Albany, New York, and Columbus, Ohio. And the Ohio Columbus Horizon, broadcast on 1230 WCOL. In the Central Division, there's a team in La Crosse, Wisconsin. In Rockford, Illinois, the Lightning, the Bulls Farm team, so to speak, on 1440 WROK. The Quad Cities Thunder are based out of, I believe it's Moline, Illinois. They play over in Wharton Fieldhouse and broadcast on 1230 WMRZ. And we have the Cedar Rapids team also in that league. In the National Conference Midwest Division, the Rapid City Thrillers are there. And we have the Omaha Racers. Unfortunately, there was no station listed there. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, we have the Sky Force, and they broadcast on 1140 KSOO. And we have the Topeka team, which is in Paul Swearingen's hometown. And perhaps you can tell me what that station is, since the paper is just unavailable. In the Western Division, we have Santa Barbara. Unfortunately, they are not listed in the LA Times, sorry to say. We have the Tulsa Fast Breakers on 1270 KWPR. We have the San Jose team on 1500 KSJX, and finally the Wichita Falls team in that league. If any of you out there know what these stations are, I would appreciate a call or a letter. Of course, my number here is 1-708-957-9245. Evenings, please. Thank you.
Here, the Chicago Bulls on 1170, and for the New York fans up there, the Knickerbockers are on 660 WFAN, the New Jersey Nets on 1050 WEVD. And from Bill Moser, thank you, Bill, I got the Minnesota Timberwolves radio network. 730 KWOA Worthington, 790 KFGO Fargo, 860 KNUJ in New Ulm, 920 KDHL Faribault, 1060 KFIL in Preston, the flagship 1130 WDGY Minneapolis, 1230 KWNO Winona, 1240 KWMFG in Hibbing, and WJON in St. Cloud, 1250 KCUE in Red Wing, 1260 KROX in Crookston, 1310 KNOX in Grand Forks, 1320 KOZY in Grand Rapids, KROC in Rochester, 1380 KLIZ in Brainerd, 1390 KRFO Owatonna. Let's see, where's the next one I had here? 1400 KMHL Marshall, 1450 KBMW Wahpeton, North Dakota, and WELY in Ely, Minnesota, 1460 KKAQ Thief River Falls, 1480 KKCQ in Foston, and 1600 KLLR in Walker, Minnesota. I think that should keep everybody going for a while. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed the report, and I hope all our listeners have happy, healthy, prosperous holidays. And I hope the airwaves send the radio station you want to your radio so that you can be happy. And I look forward to giving you some more good service next year. Thanks a lot for putting up with me for another year, folks. I enjoyed it. And we'll see you all in January with the 10th year of this decade. Take care, friends, and God love you.
This is a special edition of the CPC report. This information came in after we concluded the DX audio service, and we're deleting the last portion of this tape to present this information. Radio station KCAM on 790 in Glen Allen, Alaska, will be testing on the 15th of January from 0400 to 0500 Eastern Standard Time. The test will consist of information on Glen Allen, missionary, and voice and code IDs. Send your reports to KCAM Attention Dan, Box 249, Glen Allen, two words, Alaska, 99588. This test was arranged by Calvin Shooters. Radio station WRSW on 1480 in Warsaw, Indiana will be testing on the 4th of January from 0530 to 0555 Eastern Standard Time. The test will consist of march music and IDs. Send your reports to Chief Engineer Jim Swearingen. A special award will be given to the furthest catch of this radio station. National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club Incorporated. This program comes to you from the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Lima, Ohio, United States of America.